ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
He promised that he would talk to us after the game. Kyle Felt, he debuted in State of Origin for Maroons on the field in Townsville last night in his hometown, and he does join us right now. How are you, Kyle?
Good morning. I'm feeling okay. A little bit mixed emotions, but feeling pretty happy at the moment. Which is pretty good.
Obviously, the scoreline didn't fall in your favour last night, mate, but I got to ask, how did you pull up? Because as a guy who watches, you know, you every week for the Cowboys, just playing regular round rugby league, it's just another level when it comes to intensity, State of Origin. So how's the bones this morning?
Yeah, like you said, it does go to a different, like a different level, and the intensity goes through the roof. The body's feeling okay. Just got a little bit of a knock to the back, like right at the end of the game there, when I caught a ball, but other than that, pretty good, which is surprising. I'm actually pretty happy with it.
It is surprising, and you are currently on your way to Cowboys training because there is a game for the Cowboys tomorrow night. Do you reckon you're going to be up for it?
Yeah, like you said, we are playing tomorrow night down in Sydney. I'm hoping I can, but I'll see what the physio says about my back, and I don't want to really risk too much damage if there is anything, but I don't think there is anything. It's just a cork on the, in like my lower back, so we'll see how it pulls up later and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Man, we got to ask you, like, obviously, like you said, not the result you would want last night, but let's go back to the start of the game. You've obviously dreamed of playing in the Maroons colours. You're a Townsville boy, born and bred. What was that moment like? Like, running out to represent your state on the big field in your hometown. Can you describe that feeling for us?
It was a little bit weird, to be honest, because it felt like a home game because I was sitting in the sheds where I'd get ready nearly every week. So, and then to be able to just run out in the Maroon at home was really, really big moment for myself, my family, especially because this is where I'm from. I'm from Townsville as well, so it makes it that much more sweeter. And the first thing I did was when I ran out, I stood in the national anthem line and looked for my parents and my wife. So it was pretty cool.
That is so special. I need to ask you as well. So the try that was made by Maroons was by Kurt Capewell, who was right next to you on the field, and he had very similar facial hair to the point where for a second I thought it was you. And then I got a text from my sister saying, your mate Kyle just got a try. And I was like, actually, he didn't. But did you have any of that? Did anyone else mistake that and congratulate you or anything?
No one that I know has messaged me or anything. But
Climate.
Yeah. My sister thought it was you.
You scored the one try, Kyle.
Apparently.
Well, Felty, mate, we're going to let you go. You've been so generous, like, to join us, like, 36 hours before kickoff, like you did on Tuesday morning, and then to chat to us. I cannot believe you were on the way to Cowboys training.
Like, I know.
10 hours after full time or whatever, which is crazy. But you've been so generous with your time, mate.
And despite the result, such a special moment for you last night playing in front of your family on your home ground. So, you know, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, guys. It means a lot. And always willing to give back to you guys. You do a lot for us. And I know not only Townsville but Queensland listening, really thankful for you guys for what you do.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.